Hey, it's Friday, Q&A Friday. It's been a fun week. I've been traveling a lot, so I haven't been on social media this week, but I wanted to share just today a quick tip based on questions from my Inspired Home Decor group, deco group. It's about how to display things and how to make them look nice in the way you display them. And that's a big question, is that you have things in your home, you have what you like, but how do you style it together in a way that looks good? That's really the difference between, just getting nice things and making them look good together. So I'm going to give you one quick tip that is good to think about, and this is space. So space is also one of the elements and principles of design, which I talk about as part of aesthetic style. But you can think about this in a very basic way as just giving room for your eyes to rest. This is really important, and this is actually what makes rooms look really nice together, is that they've thought about intentionally spacing things apart. And that can be both in like your pictures here, like the gallery wall, but it also means that you don't have every corner covered, right? That you have especially smaller walls, like skinny walls, you leave them blank, or you have certain areas in between the furniture that space. Even in bookshelves, for example, simple way to do this is to alternate. Maybe you have your books stacked vertically next to each other, but you could also have a few stacked horizontally, and that gives a space, right? And also a big thing, when you want to display certain objects that you like, maybe it's a statue you have, maybe it's a vase that's really pretty. It's important to just, especially if you have a certain object that's quite big, just put that object in one spot. Maybe it's on a shelf or on top of a dresser or a counter, and giving that object its own space, like don't put it together with a bunch of things, just let it stand out. That could be very beautiful. Like it might seem really simple, but what makes that beautiful is because that object has its own shape, but it also creates a silhouette around it. So if you have, for example, a statue or a vase, let's say a vase, for example, it has this nice its own shape, and that's the vase shape. But if you put it with just simple on a shelf, then behind it, your white wall or whatever wall, it will create this silhouette as well, which creates an interesting space. You see what I mean? It's not just the object, but it's the space around it that also makes it look interesting. So I want to emphasize that, like, don't underestimate just having one or two items that just stand by themselves, and that will create that space for your eyes to rest, but it also will make your room look more interesting and more stylish. Because really, the key to those edited down rooms that you see that look like they're effortlessly put together is a lot of editing down and thinking intentionally, especially about the space and the way your eye moves around the room. Okay, so that's a tip for how to make things look nice. Let me know if you have any questions and have a great weekend. And yep, see you next Friday for Q&A Friday. Okay. As always, if this was good or interesting, share it, spread the love.